You're listening to WHOU, and I am Fred Grant. On the phone with me now is Representative Bruce Poliquin, our representative for the 2nd District. Bruce, it's good to have you here. What's going on? What's on your mind these days?
Very concerned about former Secretary of State Clinton, her handling, being extremely careless, I should say, in handling top secret information that was confirmed by the FBI investigation. And that extreme carelessness in handling this information has put our national security at risk. And what makes it further upsetting to me is that apparently she has been untruthful during the past 2 years with the American public about how she mishandled that information. And all Americans should be very troubled about this, Fred.
Now, we've heard that the FBI director has said, look, there are going to be no charges in this. How is it that he has taken that stance?
Well, I'm not privy to the details of the investigation beyond what has already been made public, and he has certainly confirmed that she has been extremely careless in handling this information. I would even put it reckless. And there have been other individuals in our country who have had the same mishandling of this top secret information, and they've been prosecuted for this. So I don't know the reason, but it doesn't look good, and all Americans should be very concerned that the former Secretary of State Clinton is now wants to be our commander-in-chief, even though she's been reckless in handling top secret information that put our national security at risk. This is a real issue for me.
Did you have a chance to go to the Republican National Convention?
I didn't, Fred. I'm focusing on my work in our 2nd District. I was hired by our 2nd District families to represent them in Washington, and I sleep in my office and come back every weekend, and I'm focusing on my work for them, which is more jobs and keeping our families safe and all kinds of other issues. And they did not elect me to get involved in presidential politics. So I did not go to the convention. I've been focusing on my work.
Now, you were speaking about the 2nd District. You were here just a short while ago for the Potato Blossom Parade. How did that go for you?
Oh, it was terrific. The Bouchard side of our family is from Frenchville, and whenever we come up to the county, it's very special for me, and I just love it. I love the landscape. I love the people, and, you know, we're so hardworking in the county and honest. Integrity is part of who we are, and it's just great to connect with them, and it was a big crowd. It was hot out, but it was a big crowd, and it was a lot of fun.
Hey, we'll take the heat while we've got it. I'll tell you that. I'm storing it up for the winter. I'm trying to burn this into my memory while we've got it. Now, look, I know you've been working on some other things for the people of Maine. What's been top of your list recently?
This past week, I introduced new legislation to reform our welfare programs. This is something that I know the state has been working on, Fred, for quite some time, and it's about time that the federal government help out our states. It's called the Food Stamp Integrity Act of 2016. I'm very proud to introduce this, and we're going to start moving this through the legislative process. And it effectively says the following. We have a very limited amount of taxpayer dollars for our public assistance programs. And we need to keep those dollars and use them for those who truly need it, like the poor and the disabled and the elderly sick. And we need to keep EBT cards out of the hands of our drug dealers. So currently, existing law says that, for example, if someone is convicted of drug trafficking, you might not believe this, but they can still receive food stamps 2 years after being convicted. Okay. And if someone has been convicted of fraud in the food stamp program, they can still receive benefits after 1 year. Now, my bill changes that. It says that if you've been convicted of drug trafficking or cheating the taxpayers, then you are permanently disqualified from receiving food stamps. It also says that if you're late in your child support payments today, by the way, you can still receive food stamps. Well, my bill says you need to have an approved payment plan going forward to receive food stamps if you're late in your child support payments. Now, going beyond that, Fred, today, current law, the state of Maine is required automatically to replace EBT cards that are reported lost or stolen within 2 days, and you can't even interview the individual until four cards are reported lost or stolen. My bill changes that. It says the state of Maine is allowed to interview anybody who has reported their EBT cards lost or stolen after two of those have been reported lost or stolen. And if four have been reported lost or stolen within a year, the state can discontinue the program for them. I mean, this is only common sense. It's only fair.
So what's the issue there with the lost or stolen cards? Why, if somebody's lost it and they've reported it stolen, are people using that money fraudulently, or what's going on there?
Yes. We have seen throughout the state of Maine a number of examples where there's been a drug bust, and a number of EBT cards have been found at the drug crime scene. For example, down in Lewiston, this is a couple years ago, there was someone convicted of drug trafficking, and this individual is now serving a 10-year sentence. And at the bust scene, Fred, there were six cards that were found issued in other people's names. And those cards had been replaced 114 times. Wow. So that what's happening is individuals are using these EBT cards to buy drugs, and the drug dealers, of course, then using them for food assistance or cash. So they're part of the currency now in some of our drug trafficking here in the state, and we've got to stop this. This is not fair to our taxpayers. It's not fair to those who want to use these food stamp benefits to help them, you know, get on with their lives, but they should not be using the drug trafficking trade.
Absolutely. Hey, any news on the ARCH program? We had heard some information about that a little while ago, and I know that you were a supporter of that program. Have there been any updates?
Yes, there is. We had Bob McDonald, who runs the VA, in Augusta yesterday with myself and Susan Collins and Angus King for a number of issues, but one of which is to announce at my encouragement and the hard work by Senator Collins, they have extended the ARCH program. Now, it's not perfect, Fred, but they've molded it into another program, but effectively it means that our veterans in the county can continue to receive their veterans benefits and health care benefits, I should say, at Cary Medical Center right in Caribou, instead of driving 4 or 5 hours to Togus when they're not feeling well and then having to do it all the way back. It doesn't make any sense. We need to make sure that our veterans who have fought for our freedom, you know, receive their health care as close to home as possible. And this extends that program. And what we now want to do is make it available to all veterans who live in rural areas throughout Maine and throughout the country. But that's going to take a little bit longer. But right now, the ARCH program has been continued. I'm thrilled about that. And I salute Susan Collins, who was took the lead on this, and I joined her when I entered this position a year and a half ago in Congress.
Well, I know that's a very important issue for veterans here in Maine, especially in northern Maine. They've talked to us here at WHOU a number of times about it. So we're glad that has been extended in whatever form to make sure that our veterans are cared for. I mean, they deserve it after all. So we're glad it's been extended.
Absolutely. Fred, can I loop back to the welfare reform bill?
Yeah.
One more piece I wanted to mention, if you have time and your listeners have a moment. There's another requirement in my bill that says if you're going to receive food stamps, you need to work or do community service or further your education at least 20 hours a week. Right now, the federal government gives waivers to states so they don't require folks to work at least 20 hours a week. We've removed that waiver. We think that if your neighbors are going to provide you with food assistance, you need to help yourself also. It's common sense. We all grew up with lots of hard work in Maine, and hard work comes dignity with a paycheck and a better life. We want to help folks, Fred, get off public assistance programs and help them become independent. And the way you do that is you say, okay, you know, we'll help you out with your food assistance, but you've got to work, or you've got to do community service, or you've got to do, you know, train for your next job at least 20 hours a week. And that's a really important part of the bill that I introduced.
Now, does that bill also cover the management of a program like that? I've got to imagine that people having to work while they're on welfare is going to require a tremendous amount of coordination. How is that going to be covered?
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services that administers these programs throughout the states has a number of different programs to help with transportation and child care and so forth and so on. But at the federal level, Fred, we're trying to help the states to make sure we help people become independent and make sure that they do, if they're able to work, that they do in fact work, and they can't use, you know, these EBT cards in the drug trade. I mean, it's all common sense. So I'm thrilled about this. We're going to start moving the process through Congress, and then the Senate, of course, will have to deal with it, and then hopefully the president will sign it, either this president or a new president.
Sure. The last question I had, do you have a little more time for us?
Oh, absolutely, because I did want to mention a couple other issues dealing with our police officers and also some of the work we've been doing for Twin Rivers Paper up in Madawaska.
Well, let's talk about the police officers. We've seen the news in a recent shooting, another recent shooting. What have you got going for us in that avenue?
I would encourage all of our families in your audience, Fred, all of our families in the county, to do what they know is right, which is to support our men and women who serve us in public safety. This past week, I was in Lewiston, and I met with dozens of police officers at their headquarters in Lewiston. And then we also went over to Auburn and met with the police officers over in Auburn. These are the folks that put on their equipment and their uniform, and every day they go out and they defend our freedoms, they defend our constitutional rights, and they keep us safe. We need to support them, not criticize them. Now, notwithstanding that, Fred, is that there are, you know, there's misbehavior in every, you know, in every profession in America, whether it be, you know, doctors or attorneys or farmers or police officers. And that has to be investigated and corrected. I understand that. But beyond that, we need to support the folks that are protecting us. So I wanted to go down to Lewiston and Auburn, and I do this whenever I travel throughout the district and have an opportunity to tell the men and women who protect us, whether it be police officers, firefighters, EMS folks, that I support them, and our state supports them, and Congress supports them. We need to make sure they get that message clearly. Making our police officers a target, when they're doing their jobs, wherever it is in the country, is just flat out wrong.
Yes. Well, we appreciate that. And as strong supporters of this community, of not only our police, but military community, we appreciate that sentiment. You were saying something else. Was it about the paper mills?
Yes. We have a big victory that actually has happened a few months ago, Fred. We were able to insert legislation into a very large funding bill for part of our government down in D.C. that makes sure the Federal Drug Administration does not remove the use of paper medication instructions for our seniors. Now, that helps our seniors throughout the county. We have such a, you know, an aging population throughout our district. And also, that paper, that specialty thin paper, is manufactured at Twin Rivers in Madawaska. That is 600 jobs, Fred. Good paying jobs. Some of the best paper makers in the world are in St. John Valley. And they're good jobs with benefits. We need to make sure these mills stay healthy, and this is one way to do it. So we pushed like heck to make sure that the FDA doesn't, you know, require all of our pharmacies to go online. I mean, my mom is 88.
Yeah.
And my dad is 86. My goodness, they can barely use a cell phone. and if they go to their pharmacy to get their medication and they ask for a printout of the instructions, my mom and dad want to read this.
Yeah.
And if they can't get it, we got a real problem. We got power outages here. We have folks that don't use the internet. So this makes sure that there is a paper option for our seniors in their pharmacies to have medication instructions instead of going all online. And boy, it helps us up at Twin Rivers. And we're doing the same thing, Fred, with another product that they make, which is printing out a financial report. So folks who have, you know, their nest eggs in mutual funds, or they're saving for the kids' college in mutual funds. Well, guess what? Twin Rivers prints out, or rather manufactures that paper that those financial reports are printed on. And we're also pushing like heck to keep that paper option for our investors and our savers, such they can read these really important financial reports, and we make the paper in Twin Rivers.
Well, our guest today has been our representative to the 2nd District, Bruce Poliquin. Bruce, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to our community.
Honored to do so, and look forward to get back up in the county real soon.
All right. We'll stop in the next time you're here.
Promise I will.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We'll talk to you soon. Keep it tuned to WHOU. We'll be back in just a minute.